You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, the city would strive to obviously, I mean, you know, our debt. I mean, the city, we are owed more than 52 billion. So we are trying to, by all means, through our different strategies. So this is not one of the strategies that we've employed in order to recoup the money that is owed to us. I think, I mean, we have seen even last year, I think we joined the JMPDs in one of our roadblocks to try to recoup the monies. So we've got a lot of strategy, even going to court as well. I think last year, we even taken a lot of some businesses that were owing us to court, even high residential buildings to court to get our monies.
So in this 52 billion rand that we're talking about, am I correct in saying that 40 billion of that is purely rates owed to the city of Joburg?
Now, to correct you, that 40 billion, it's comprised of all the services that the city renders, from electricity, water, sewer, and property rates as well. So that 40 billion that we are owed, it's only for those customers who owe us for a period of more than 61 days. So we've reinforced these customers that are perpetual defaulters, we call them, and haven't paid us for that period. So we are specifically focusing on them.
What proportion of that amount is down to businesses that have defaulted versus private residents?
Well, Udo, I mean, it's a moving target. It's hard to quantify that. But as you know, business will obviously, because of they use a lot of our electricity and water. So a big portion, obviously, will be for business, big business and medium business, then residential areas as well. Like, this is across the city, Udo, just to remind you, it's not only a certain portion. It's from your suburbs, from Soweto to Sandton to Roodepoort to all areas that we have in the city of Johannesburg.
I have on occasion, as a freelancer, fallen into default. And what becomes very difficult is making that payment arrangement via your virtual portals, via emails. If that many people are in default, you must be worried about an influx of people coming to make payment arrangements with you to try and avoid being handed over to credit bureaus.
Not really, Udo. I mean, if you understand how the city is, I mean, we've got we've divided the city in terms of 7 regions. So in all the regions that we have in the city, like I've mentioned, from Soweto to Sandton, we have every office, or in some cases, 2 offices in regions. So we've got offices across the city where the residents know where to locate us. Over and above that as well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen that we've also launched the online portal called eJoburg, where our customers are also allowed to make arrangements and make payment, where you register and be in control of your bill. And I think this will assist you as well to get your bills and be able to check how much you owe and pay it directly to the city. Over and above that, I mean, we work with your third-party retailers, big names that are known, where our customers can also pay every pay point. I mean, even, yeah, you can be able to make payments.
Well, I think that the issue is when people are defaulting, they don't necessarily have the money to pay you. So what is your word then to Johannesburgers in default with you right now to make an arrangement before they hand it over to the credit bureaus?
Yeah, true, Udo. And this is what we are stressing to say. And these are the customers that we have ordinarily have been chasing for a very long time, Udo, through us calling them, through us sending them a pre-termination notice and a final notice to say, come and the city is open to talk to you. So our offices are open for them to come and make arrangements. I mean, there's a lot of people, we understand the economy. There's a lot of customers who have approached us and make arrangements to say, I'm Udo, I've lost my job. I'm no longer able to pay 1,000. How about 5,000 or 4,000? We are able to sit down with you, provided that you provide evidence to say that you're no longer getting the salary that you used to get. So we make those kind of arrangements. You can tailor make to yourself. And even businesses, we are open to that.
All right, that was the City of Johannesburg's public relations and media specialist, Nkosana Lekojolo.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.